Alrighty, folks, welcome to the March 2009 edition of Bobcast. This is going to be a relatively quick one, nothing too major or serious here. Just wanted to do a quick one since I know that I kind of said I do one every month, but last month has been crazy. It's like, first off, I've been sick. Still trying to get over this cough from my flu, cold, whatever it was that I had for a couple of days, which was absolutely insane, and work has been crazy. It was really slow there for a little while. It was driving me crazy. It was getting on my nerves a little bit. But then it's like it came in like a friggin' line and boom, the whole friggin' world came down on me, and I had tons and tons and tons of stuff to do, which is good because it makes the days go by faster, but there's days when it's just like, wow, man, I just, you know, working a little bit extra hours, and then I come home and then I can't stop thinking about work. The only thing that's going on in my head is work. And then I'm even dreaming about work, so it's like, holy crap, just, you know, it would be nice to get work out of my head for a change, but it's okay, it's kind of settling down a little bit now. Speaking of which, today, as I type it into my laptop here, I officially have 42 days to go until Tamara's actual due date, which means she'll probably be going early. If you didn't see my blog post on daughter blog, got a little bit of a worry about missing the big day, seeing as I have to travel about 3 weeks before Tamara's due. Hopefully she doesn't go that early, but you know, the possibility is still there, so I have to be aware of it, but I'm trying not to think about it because it would get me all freaked out, and the last thing I want to do is that right now. So I'll just assume that all will be well, and you know, I'm going to be there and everything's going to be good. And then once that happens, I get my work settled and I'm off for 6 months, which I'm really, really looking forward to. Other things. Picked up my ticket to see Disturbed today. I was quite happy about that. I'm sitting. I didn't get a floor seat. I actually, when I went to see Slayer, I sat down. Well, not sat, but I had a seat. And I'm fine with that, you know. If I was going to a festival or something, I'd deal with general admission, but I'm okay. I kind of want to be able to relax and enjoy the show without having to push and fight and argue with people for being able to see. So the seat I got is pretty good, so hopefully that'll go good. That's at the end of May, so I'm kind of psyched to see that. That'd be pretty cool. It's nice to get some heavy bands in one thing for a change. In the world of geocaching, I did a bunch there not that long ago. I hit my first hamster cache. Which is basically just a geocache with a stuffed hamster in it. But if you go to hamstercaching.com, they have a good parody of standard geocaching, which is really well done. So I figured I'd hide a hamster cache here in Moncton. And I finished my Where I Go, which got published. It's actually kind of ironic because the Where I Go starts at the sort of plaque area at the entrance to Jones Lake. And you go through this big adventure and wandering around through Jones Lake and then the dock at Jones Lake and then going into behind a school and then into Centennial Park and then back over. And you actually end up about 300 or 400 meters from your original location where you started. So it took a lot of work to try and find a fitting spot to hide the final cache. Quite a pain in the ass, actually. But eventually I found a good spot and I've already had some hits on the cache, so I'm quite happy about it, which is very, very cool. People seem pretty appreciative of it too, that, you know, I put some good work into it. So, speaking of other things geocaching, I started doing a little bit of prelim work for Moncton's Race for Cache 2009. Got a couple of ideas, some things. Gonna have to be a little bit more money conscious, seeing as I won't be employed at the time when I'm doing it. So, but you know, I'm still looking forward to doing it and seeing, hopefully get more teams this year. It'd be pretty cool. My thoughts, prayers, etc. are going out to Cheese. His dad's back in the hospital and the situation is not good. I saw a couple messages on Facebook about it, so, you know, Cheese, need anything, man, you just give me a holler. I'm here until the 20th of April. I'm gone a week and then I'll be back for 6 months for sure. So you need anything, man, you just you let me know. Beyond that, like I said, it's been busy. Oh, it looks like we're going to start our renovations. Looks like that might actually be getting on Monday. We had a garage sale, which didn't do so great, but we covered the cost of the ad and the paper, and we got rid of some stuff, but we got so much more crap we got to get rid of. So I don't know if we're going to do a garage sale on Saturday or if we're just going to start chucking and calling community living. So I don't know what we got. So there's tons of baby clothes and all kinds of other junk. So if you're interested, you can give us a call. But if the renovations are starting on Monday, then we need that garage clean. So there's a whole lot of stuff that needs to get moved. And what the hell is the deal with the snow? Holy frack, man. I saw it in the friggin' weather network, and I'm like, there's no way. There's no way with the temperatures that we got. And then what happens? I go into work, the friggin' sky opens up, and there's like, what, a foot, 2 feet of snow, however much has fallen down? That's old man winter's way of saying, you know, you're not getting away that easy. So hopefully where the temperature is going to be like 4, 5, 10 degrees the rest of the week, the snow is going to melt fast, and that's the end of it. Because God knows I'm sick of snow, I'm sick of winter, and I just want to enjoy the spring. So so hopefully that will be the end of it. Regardless, I'm going to end this. I want to get this posted. So, you know, all is good. Just super busy, super tired. And hopefully I'll have some more interesting news to post in April's Bobcast. Perhaps even the birth of a little baby girl. All right. So this is your host, Matt Clem, Bobcast, March 2009, signing off. Have a good month, folks. Later.